Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In season, it's always about the power rankings, our power rankings in the NFL. You want to start us off today? We'll go obviously
sure.
5-1. This is a weird year doing this with the NFL, where usually there's some clear, decisive, it's going to be tough to leave some teams out. Now it's like, who the hell am I putting in this top five? Go ahead, BT.
I've got three new teams. I'll tell you that right off the bat here. Number five, you ready?
Yeah.
How about the Patriots? You have to start looking at the Patriots as a team that is legitimately viable. Now, they're 4-2. They did beat Buffalo. They've only given up 120 points, and they've got, which is among the best in the AFC. They've got among the best point differentials in the AFC. I think it's third or fourth. And here's the thing. I know it's early in their ascent, but do they have the head coach? Check. Do they have the quarterback? Check. Do they have the defense? Check. And oh yeah, by the way, they got two games against the Jets. They'll win those. You know, they're not done with Miami yet, so there's a lot more wins to be had. I've got the Pats at number five.
They've been impressive, no question about it. I didn't even give them consideration, but because of their success, I did knock the Bills out. The Bills were always a top team. I do not have them in my top five. Let me ask you before I give you my fifth team.
Yep.
Do you have the Colts on your list at all?
I do.
Okay, so then I'll save that for that. Number five for me, first time on the list this year, I had to put the Chiefs on there. I know they're 3-3. I still think that they are going to be one, when all said and done, one of the most dangerous teams in the NFL. I'm not as high on them as Kostos is. He said it last week. They had an impressive win, whether the refs cheated or not, whatever it may be, or the league got involved. They did beat the Lions, a team who I thought was the best team in the league for, you know, multiple weeks in a row here. I have to put the Chiefs on there, and I think they're only going to continue to get better and probably climb up this list. So for the first time for me, Kansas City is on the power rankings. They're number five.
Okay. I obviously understand that, and I think they're going to get better and better and better and better. Number four for me, I got Indy.
Okay.
A little Danny Jones love here. 5-1. Now, here's the pause here. Here's the rub. They've beaten bad teams. They've beaten Miami. They've beaten the Titans. They beat Vegas. They beat Arizona. Now, they also beat your team, Denver.
Yeah, yep.
That's the one signature win, and they scored almost 30 points. They won that game by a single point, 29-28. So, and I do believe that Denver defense is top two, top maybe number one, and they still almost scored 30 here. So, a little wait and see. I don't know.
They've got by far the best point differential in the league.
I didn't even see that. What is the number?
Plus 78.
That's a big number. Jeez.
But that also speaks. Second. Plus, I know they've been dominated teams. Denver plus 35. Detroit plus 49.
Okay.
Detroit and Seattle are plus 49. Indianapolis plus 78.
That's a good nugget right there. So that also plays into, as I said at the start, beating up some of these bad teams. Bad teams generally don't stop anybody and they don't score a ton. So you're going to have a good point differential as they do. Now, the Denver win is a solidifier. That's why I put them in. And they're going to have some fluctuations. I think they could drop out of the top five and someone would come back in, but right now I got them at four.
I can't put them in there yet, although I considered it. I wasn't sure you were going to do it. That's why I asked you before. If they win this week and Indianapolis is on the road against the Chargers, they 100% have to be in there. I don't know what it is. I just can't get to the... When push comes to shove, I don't believe they're one of the five best teams in the NFL.
Well, you know what it is. It's Jones.
No, I was thinking about that. Is it Daniel Jones? I don't know. He's been good. I'm not trying to knock him. they've been as dominant as you can be. I still just, push comes to shove, I don't believe they're as good as even the Chargers. So we'll see what happens this week with that particular game. But if they win this week, I have to put them on there. I left them off. I went with the Chiefs instead. And number four for me, first time I think on the list for me this year, I went with the Packers. It was tough to find another team to put in there. You could make an argument for the Colts. You could go with the Eagles, some others, maybe the Bills or the Patriots. I did not go with those teams. I went with Green Bay. And I feel like Green Bay's loss to Cleveland knocked them down quite a bit. Then the tie to the Cowboys knocked them down.
Yeah.
Still 3-1-1. They're undefeated at home. 1-0 in the division. 2-0-1 in the conference. They still have, I love Jordan Love. Like, I think they're going to be, when all said and done, a very good team. And I just trust them maybe more so than a team like the Colts. So I have the Packers at number four.
Okay, I don't have the Packers on my list here. I think I might at some point.
You did.
I was going to say, I did at one prior point there. Now, listen, you know, as we just do a little rundown, the Bills are off my list. The Eagles are off my list. So, again, this there's some volatility here. Number three, now, some people look at power rankings and they do a little personal spin. My spin is more of a reaction to a projection. I know Kansas City's going to move up this list for me.
Right.
They're probably going to be one or two when it's all said and done. Right now, they're three. They're getting healthy. That's going to change things. I would imagine in a month, I would think most of us would say this is probably the Super Bowl favorite. But right now, I got them at three. As they get healthy, they're on the list, but they're at three.
Wow.
Yep.
So you are going to be leaving off here some teams that I have in my top three.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about like maybe the Niners or some other teams?
No. I'm number three. I have the Bucs.
Oh, I got the Bucs on my list.
Okay.
I got them.
All right.
I had them last week,
then
too.
There's definitely at least one that you don't have even in the top five.
Correct.
I got the Bucs at number three here. Yeah, we both had them on our list, I think, last week. Another impressive win against the Niners this past week. 5-1. I mean, you can't say enough good things. Now, I know they haven't been dominant, and maybe that's all why they were docked early on, and maybe that's why even with the 5-1 record, I still have them only third on my list. But Tampa Bay has unquestionably been one of the best teams in the NFL consistently from start to where we are now going into week six. So I have the Bucs at number three.
I mean, listen, if you can't have a guy like Mahomes or, you know, Brady, you know, like, I mean, imagine having a guy like Baker, quarterback of the Jets right now.
I wish.
The Giants have their guy. That's why I say the Jets. I mean, the Stones. And by the way, I think that he gets a little misrepresented his talent because he's fiery and because he's like a little short and stocky. He doesn't look like the prototypical superstar. And maybe he's not quite a superstar, but I do think his actual passing acumen gets glossed over. Like, oh, he's like a linebacker. He also throws the hell out of it. All right, number two for me, Detroit. I've got Detroit here. I love him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think that, and I remember saying this last week as well, I overreacted to their first loss of the season, but maybe that's my fault. I made some adjustments since. This is a team that knows how to win. This is a team that apparently has found a way to recover or at least move forward despite losing an O lineman and a couple of coaches. That was the story for us going into the season. Detroit Rock City. Hey, speaking of Kiss, Detroit.
I also have the Lions number two, and they were my number one for a few weeks in a row. I had to dock them a little bit for the loss against Kansas City, even though I could have still made the argument they're the best team in the NFL, and I think they're going to end up being the best team in the NFL. I have one team that I like better than them right now, but I would go Lions number two, so I'm with you there.
All right, and number one is Tampa.
Yeah, wow.
I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I don't even necessarily think that they get to the Super Bowl, but that's why I prefaced before what I said. It's more of a reaction in real time than a projection. And I remember saying last week, hey, if you're inclined to play the futures market, you bet, you like to have a little fun with that. I told you last week, or maybe even two, based on the odds and the value, throw a C-note, again, if that's your thing, on Baker to win the MVP. I mean, it's only gaining some steam, by the way.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, you lose two straight. Now, not that he can't stabilize, of course. And with the weaponry coming back for Mahomes, he's already got 11 touchdowns. He's going to have some sick numbers when it's all said and done. He's going to have a gaudy win total, which always matters for the MVP. But I got Tampa. They got a good thing going.
I am shocked that you don't have my number one team even on your list.
I know.
Not even on your top five. I'm going with the Broncos. I believe the Broncos have the best defense in the NFL. That's why they're there. I think they're the best team in the AFC. I think they're only going to continue to get better. So if you had to go, part of your point, BT, I agree with. Like, I'm projecting as well, not just reacting to right now. Otherwise, the Colts would definitely be on there. And you just go by the record or the point differential. I think Denver is going to project to get better as the season goes on. I expect big things from them this week and even moving forward. They have the best defense in the NFL. You look around at the AFC, like, do I trust the Chargers 100%? No, Chargers have not been on my top five power rankings at all this year. I think they're too banged up. Something seems off with them this year, so I don't. Chiefs made my list, and I think they're dangerous. Okay, fair enough. I don't trust anybody in the South at all. The North, give me a break. I mean, it's a crapshoot. The Steelers losing last night to the Bengals with Joe Flacco. Ravens are toast, so we know where that stands.
Yep.
And in the East, because the Bills have been knocked down, they just got dismantled by the Falcons after getting beat at home by the Patriots, and I don't trust the Patriots that much. I look at the AFC, and I think Denver is the best team in the AFC. To me, it's only two teams that you could have that conversation with, Denver or the Chiefs. So give me the Denver Broncos with the unequivocally best defense in the NFL right now, and I think they're going to get better with Bo Nix, with the offense, with the head coach as well, experience last year. I think Denver's the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, I can't say that yet. I like them. They're interesting. And they've got a chance to bag some wins here. So I'm looking at their schedule. So let's hope they don't get one this weekend against the Giants. But favored big against the Giants. They'll be favored at home, against Dallas the next week. Then in Houston, provided they keep playing well, they'll be favored. Then they play Vegas on Thursday, November 6th, Thursday night. They'll be favored. And then
that's going to be a huge game, that next one.
The next one's Kansas City. That's a Sunday. That's a 4:25. That's going to be a little Romo and Nance. And, I'm not going to sit here and say that they'll be favored that game because that's just too far down the road with injuries. But if they take care of business and they're going to be favored in the four before that, and if they go 4-0, they probably will be slight home favorites against Kansas City going into that game.
Either way, that's going to be the toughest test. And now, look, they got to clean up here and beat the team, starting with the Giants this week. Giants are not going to be any pushover. We know that. Dart's dangerous. But I fully believe in Denver. Matter of fact, I should probably just bet that. I should have done it weeks ago, betting them to get to the Super Bowl, because I think the AFC is wide open, and I think Denver's defense is going to carry them there. So I probably get good odds on that, I would bet. We could ask Costos about that coming up a little bit. All right, there you go. Week 7. Power up here, BT and Sal. We'll take a break, come back, reset, get back to the Giants. Huge game against those Denver Broncos coming up Sunday. And for the Jets, a big game as well. Not that it's going to make or break their season, but goodness, they need a win in the worst way. We're talking football, BT and Sal, on this Friday on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.